Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines.
Our God comes. He keeps silence no longer. Before him, fire devours. Around him, tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people.
Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice, The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you.
I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds.
For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me.
Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
But God says to the wicked, "But how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips? You who despise my law and throw my words to the winds.
You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime.
You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you?
Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I want a loving heart more than sacrifice. Knowledge of my ways more than holocausts.
Lift up your heads and see.
Your redemption is now at hand.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are upon beasts and cattle. They must be borne up on shoulders, carried as burdens by the weary. They stoop and bow down together, unable to save those who bear them. They too go into captivity. Hear me, O house of Israel, all who remain of the house of Israel. My burden since your birth, whom I have carried from your infancy. Even to your old age, I am the same. Even when your hair is gray, I will bear you. It is I who have done this, I who will continue, and I who will carry you to safety. Whom would you compare me with as an equal, or match me against as though we were alike? There are those who pour out gold from a purse and weigh out silver on the scales. Then they hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, before which they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders to carry. When they set it in a place again, it stays and does not move from the spot. Although they cry out to it, it cannot answer. It delivers no one from distress. Remember this and be firm. Bear it well in mind, you rebels. Remember the former things, those long ago. I am God. There is no other. I am God. There is none like me. At the beginning, I foretell the outcome. In advance, things not yet done. I say that my plan shall stand. I accomplish my every purpose. I call from the east a bird of prey, from a distant land, one to carry out my plan. Yes, I have spoken. I will accomplish it. I have planned it, and I will do it. Listen to me, you faint-hearted, you who seem far from the victory of justice. I am bringing on my justice. It is not far off. My salvation shall not tarry. I will put salvation within Zion and give to Israel my glory. The word of the Lord.
Listen to me, you faint-hearted, who are far from justice.
I will grant salvation in Zion and give my glory to Israel.
I am bringing my justice near at hand. It shall not be delayed, nor shall my salvation tarry.
I will grant salvation in Zion and give my glory to Israel.
From a letter to Dionysius. No man has ever seen God or known him, but God has revealed himself to us through faith, by which alone it is possible to see him. God, the Lord and maker of all things, who created the world and set it in order, not only loved man, but was also patient with him. So he has always been, and is, and will be, kind, good, free from anger, truthful. Indeed, he and he alone is good. He devised a plan, a great and wonderful plan, and shared it only with his Son. As long as he preserved this secrecy and kept his own wise counsel, he seemed to be neglecting us, to have no concern for us. But when, through his beloved Son, he revealed and made public what he had prepared from the very beginning, he gave us all at once gifts such as we could never have dreamt of, even sight and knowledge of himself. When God had made all his plans in consultation with his Son, he waited until a later time, allowing us to follow our own whim, to be swept along by unruly passions, to be led astray by pleasure and desire. Not that he was pleased by our sins, he only tolerated them. Not that he approved of that time of sin, he was planning this era of holiness. When we had been shown to be undeserving of life, his goodness was to make us worthy of it. When we had made it clear that we could not enter God's kingdom by our own power, we were to be enabled to do so by the power of God. When our wickedness had reached its culmination, it became clear that retribution was at hand in the shape of suffering and death.
The time came then for God to make known his kindness and power. How immeasurable is God's generosity and love. He did not show hatred for us or reject us or take vengeance. Instead, he was patient with us, bore with us, and in compassion took our sins upon himself. He gave his own Son as the price of our redemption, the Holy One to redeem the wicked, the sinless one to redeem sinners, the just one to redeem the unjust, the incorruptible one to redeem the corruptible, the immortal one to redeem mortals. For what else could have covered our sins but his sinlessness? Where else could we, wicked and sinful as we were, have found the means of holiness except in the Son of God alone? How wonderful a transformation, how mysterious a design, how inconceivable a blessing. The wickedness of the many is covered up in the Holy One, and the holiness of one sanctifies many sinners. There is no salvation in any other person or place.
Nor is there any other name under heaven given to men by which we should be saved.
His name shall be Wonder Counselor, God of Strength, Father of Future Ages, Prince of Peace.
Nor is there any other name under heaven given to men by which we should be saved.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who are weighed down from of old by slavery beneath the yoke of sin, may be set free by the newness of the long-awaited nativity of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.